CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB, and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. M0RWX activates all G summits in 1 year. Direct to full exams. And a new display at the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. Robert, Mike Zero Romeo Whiskey X-Ray from Malmesbury, Wiltshire, activated every single SOTA summit in England within the calendar year of 2022. This is an unprecedented achievement, but it doesn't end there. Robert also activated extensively in France, Scotland and Wales, and a little in Benelux during 2022, recording a total of 326 activations and a mammoth 1,476 activator points in the year. Almost 1.5 mountain goats. Robert is now targeting an activator completion of Wales during 2023 and thereafter spending longer on each summit, experimenting with more bands and modes. For more information about summits on the air, please visit sierraoscartangoalpha.org.uk. Bookings for the direct to full exam are now open. The exam can only be taken online, but can be booked by individuals or clubs. Go to the RSGB exam booking page and follow the process for an individual or club booking. The Society has also published a mock paper for the direct to full exam, which can be found at rsgb.org/mock-exams. After several months in restoration and development, a Wheatstone tape perforator and a Wheatstone high-speed Morse transmitter have gone on display in the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. Used extensively from the 1940s until at least the late 1960s, such systems enabled the transmission of Morse signals via either telegraph or by wireless at consistently high speeds, without errors, such as might have been introduced by hand-sent Morse. The display is connected to an audio oscillator, so with a push of a button on the outside of the case, visitors are able to start the transmitter, see the paper tape being read, and hear Morse characters being sent. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is looking to create a new wall display, illustrating some simple radio setups to inspire newcomers to get started in amateur radio. If you'd like to have a photo of your radio shack on display, please send a good quality image showing you operating your radio or your radio bench. The radio shack could be located anywhere from your loft to your back bedroom, garden shed, car, or on a mountaintop. Remember, the point of this project is to inspire people to get started in the hobby, so the photos need to show a diverse mix of operators and the radio setup shouldn't be overly complex. The most suitable photos will be selected and a montage display created with the title, Take a Look at My Radio Station. If you'd like to enter, send your photos to nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. The online amateur radio community provides amateur radio license training via Zoom. The next intermediate course is due to commence during the first week of February. The course, which costs £5 to join, will run for 8 weeks. The next full license training course will start on Wednesday, the 17th of April, and run for 9 weeks. The fee for the full course is also £5. For further information, please visit www.oscaralpharomeocharlie.uk. Following the recent items in The Times and on the BBC Radio 4 PM programme, about a rise in the use of Morse code in America, the RSGB contacted BBC Three Counties Radio and arranged an interview for Mervyn Foster, G4KLE. Mervyn's a volunteer at the RSGB National Radio Centre, an RSGB district representative, and a lifelong devotee of Morse code. He spoke to Andy Collins on The Breakfast Show on Friday the 13th of January. You can listen to the interview on BBC Sounds, where it starts at 1 hour and 53 minutes into the programme. And now for details of rallies and events. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held on Sunday the 29th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima, November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and entry is £2. Refreshments are available on site and talking is available on 145.375 MHz. For more information, email Graham via contact at mike1deltahotelvictor.co.uk. The Canvey Rally will be held on the 5th of February at Cornelius Vermeulen School, Dinant Am Avenue, Canvey, Essex. Postcode Sierra Sierra 8, 9 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity with plenty of traders and an indoor boot sale. Hot food and drinks will be available. Contact Sierra Echo Alpha Romeo Sierra .enquiries@gmail.com for further information. And the Mid Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will be held on Sunday the 12th of February. The venue will be Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. A wide variety of trader stalls, a bring and buy platform and refreshments and snacks will be available. Parking is immediately adjacent to the hall. For more information, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work special call sign Papa Delta 2-3 Hotel November Yankee. The station is active from the Netherlands in celebration of the new year. QSL cards will not be issued, but a certificate will be available for download. Today is also the last chance to log special call signs SP90ENIGMA and SP90ENG. Both stations are operated to mark the 90th anniversary of Polish cryptologists' first successes in breaking the Enigma code. Throughout the month of January 2023, Western Super Mare Radio Society will be operating special call sign Golf Bravo 4 Whiskey Sierra Mike in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Society's formation on the 3rd of January 1923. Special event station Golf Bravo 2 Kilo Whiskey will be active until the 28th of January. The station, located near Inverness in Scotland, will be using vintage equipment manufactured by KW Electronics Limited during the 1960s and 70s. QSL via Logbook of the World. Now for the DX news. Earl WA3DX will be active from Senegal until the 20th of January. It will operate FT8 and some SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or directly to his home call. Harold DF2WO will be active as Delta 44 Tango Whiskey Oscar from Santiago, AF005 Cape Verde until the 21st of January. He will operate FT8, some SSB and some CW on the 160 to 6 meter bands and via the QO100 satellite. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS account. John N9EAJ plans to be active as Hotel Charlie 1 Foxtrot India Tango from a mountaintop location near the city of Otavalo in the Imbabura province of Ecuador until the 22nd of January. He will be operating SSB in some CW on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL direct to N9EAJ. Now the contest news. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon began on Thursday the 1st of December. It will run until the 31st of January 2023, using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report and locator. Today, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 metre data modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 17th of January, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 19th of January, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 21st of January, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80-metre and 40-metre SSB contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using SSB only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday, the 13th of January, 2023. It seems X-class solar flares appear like buses. You wait for ages and then three turn up at once. Over the last week, we've had X-class flares on the 7th, 9th and 10th. The latest at the time of writing saw sunspot region 3186 rotate into view off the sun's northeast limb and produce an X1.0 solar flare at 2247 UTC on the 10th. It may have thrown some plasma into space in the form of a coronal mass ejection, but as it's not yet directly facing Earth, any associated coronal mass ejection was likely directed away from us. Over the coming days, it will become Earth-facing, and more activity is expected, with southern ionospheric disturbances and coronal mass ejections becoming the norm. If this does occur, expect the MUF to take a dive, perhaps for only for 20 minutes to an hour, if X-ray radiation from a flare impacts us, and for a day or so, if a coronal mass ejection hits us. So, although we currently have an SFI in the 190s, it will be hit and miss as to whether HF propagation will be good or bad. The best advice is to monitor the bands, and don't be surprised if we have some fallow days if the KP index rises. Excitement is building as the 3Y0J Bouvet de-expedition team is on its way. At time of writing, they'd reach Cape Verde en route to the Falkland Islands. Then they have a long boat trip with departure estimated for the 14th of January. Depending on the weather, expect them to be operating late January for 22 days. We'll take a close look at HF propagation to Bouvet in a later GB2RS report. Meanwhile, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index is unlikely to remain as high as it is. It says it may drop into the 150s, although its predictions haven't been too accurate recently. Nevertheless, 150 is still admirable. Let's hope that the KP index stays low to give the best hope of the X on the upper HF bands. And there's the VHF and up propagation news. The unsettled weather pattern remains in place for the coming week, and the main changes concern a deeper low in the sequence being strong enough to bring a temporary burst of colder northerlies. This seems possible later this weekend and early next week. In terms of propagation, it's looking like rain or snow scatter for the gigahertz bands will be the more likely mode. There's a possibility of some high pressure to the south after midweek over France and Biscay, but only reachable from the southern fringe of the British Isles with very limited tropo options. There has been some strong sporadic E showing on the Dourbe graph on propquest.co.uk on occasions, but we're coming towards the end of the midwinter sporadic E window this week. Random meteor scatter and aurora are both options this week. The minor Gamma Ursae Minerids meteor shower reaches a low maximum on the 18th. As usual, look to benefit from the pre-dawn peak of random meteors. The sun is very disturbed, so you'll need to track the daily behaviour of the KP index for Aurora prospects. Ideally, it should be 5, preferably higher, for Aurora. The moon reaches maximum negative declination this coming Thursday, and at perigee on Saturday, so EME pass losses are low, and moon availability windows are short. 144 MHz sky noise increases all week, peaking at over 2000 Kelvin on Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Next, the local news. There's not much of this. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night every 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of an evening with on Monday. See Hotel Romeo November .world. Now for the Southwest my area, on Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having a quiz night at 8 p.m. Contact us via inquiries at sarahbravoalpharomeocharlie.co.uk. And we move immediately to Wales. And propagation is not good to Wales, but here we go. Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There'll be a club net at 8 p.m. on 144.550 MHz on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is via Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. Contact via Gareth, 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club's holding a meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Contact via Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. And on Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an 8F net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 MHz at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-us. And finally, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has informal nets every day on 145.575 MHz FM at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's also a daily net around 1960 kHz at 11:30 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.500 MHz a.m. from 8:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 MHz SSB. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242-699-595. Join the day. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.